cuisine. Well, joining me in the studio now is Nikki Bush, and she is a parenting expert, and we are exploring the issue of play in childhood development, particularly as it pertains to preschooling preparedness.
Hey, that's right. Nikki? So school readiness.
Well, by the way, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Aubrey. So nice to see you again.
Thank you very much. Yeah?
So school readiness is a journey, and it takes 6 years.
Yeah.
And there are so many facets to preparing a child for school. But the easiest way to get children to acquire the foundational skills that underpin reading, writing, and mathematical literacy is through play.
Yeah.
And we underestimate the power of play and the fact that toys and games are so integral to teaching children so many different skills in an unstressful way.
Yeah. I suppose most parents, because we don't know, and that's a question I'm going to be asking you now, what kinds of toys should we be looking for in order to facilitate that process of helping children prepare themselves well enough to be able to, I don't know, get into the whole institutionalized process of schooling? I want to hear about what sort of toys are out there, because I don't think many parents know about that. But lots of parents would probably be looking to books to try and help children.
Well, yes, I think we're under the impression that real learning happens through books, on computers, and in the classroom. But in those first 6 years of life, so many skills can be acquired through play in the home, as well as in a good play-based preschool program. And the reason why play is important.
Yeah.
As opposed to books in this particular phase of learning, is that children are multisensory. They are human beings and they acquire knowledge and experience through all their senses. And that means seeing, touching, feeling, tasting, being upside down, spinning around. So that stimulates the vestibular sense in the inner ear, being able to push and pull things and experience pressure and judging speed, space, and distance.
Yeah.
This is very physical, and the body is actually the architect of the brain.
Wow.
So we need to give children multisensory experiences so that they can create meaning for themselves. It's not just information. It's not just this is the number one,
indeed,
this is this is a square, this is red.
Yep.
It's actually interacting with these things physically so that I, as a little being, can create meaning and understanding. And when it's multisensory and play-based, it is memorable.
Yeah.
And so by the time a child goes into grade one, we want them to have played with shape, color, and quantity. These are the basics of preschool learning. So here I have a really classic, I've brought along a classic product. It's called the Pyramid of Play.
Wow.
It's from a brand called Hape. It happens to be made of wood, so it's renewable. And this would be the perfect kind of game for an 18-month to 3-year-old child.
Right.
And when we talk about educational toys, we want something that, you know, a parent can invest in once, but there are multiple ways to play over a couple of years, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good investment.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason I chose to bring this product in today, just to explain.
Now, I've got to tell you, I mean, just even as an adult myself, I can already see how, as you've just described, that a child and even a parent playing with a child would experience these toys not only cerebrally but also just tactilely.
Yes.
Right? Yeah?
So it is a stacking game. So here we've got 5 different wooden cubes that go on top of each other. So we stack them up, and then we also nest them. We put them inside each other, and that's all about judging size and getting things into the right order.
Perspective.
Putting things in, taking them out.
Sure.
In addition, this happens to be a shape sorter. So it comes with 5 basic shapes. We've got the triangle, the rectangle, the circle, the square, and the star.
Yep.
And on the side of each of these wooden cubes, there is a posting block.
Yes.
There's a posting space. You've got to match the rectangle to the correct hole.
Indeed.
You won't get the star into the rectangle's hole.
Absolutely.
So there we are. We've posted. So that's problem solving. That's critical thinking. But I experienced it in 3D.
Yes.
Okay. And
it wasn't just information, like you said. It is connecting with the meaning of that information in a very personal way.
That's right.
Child, right? Yeah.
So we've got shape. We've got color. So, for example, if we wanted to match this triangle into this hole, you're not just matching the shape. You're also matching the color, because the shape is green.
Absolutely.
And there's a clue around that hole that is green. So we can actually learn our color colors and match our colors.
Yeah.
And then we're also solving that problem. We've also got concrete, semi-concrete, and abstract learning. Now, these are the three phases of early learning.
Yes.
Concrete is real. So here I've got my real triangle.
Yeah.
I can roll this between my hands. I can mouth it. I can see it. I know that it's got straight sides. It's got three corners. This is actually in 3D, so it's got even more corners than that. Versus my circle or my cylinder that has no, that, you know, this is round.
Yeah.
Now, this triangle, these diagonal lines on a triangle
yeah.
appear in letters like a K.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
These curved lines appear in letters like an O
or
an
U.
A or yep. exactly.
Yep.
But we're internalizing these on a physical basis so that when we go to school one day, we already have a motor copy
wow.
in our brain.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Then we talked about concrete, semi-concrete, and abstract. These shapes are concrete. They're real. The semi-concrete would be the picture of. So here we have pictures of ducks, for example.
Yeah.
So this is the number four. On one side, we have the number four. We have the word four. We have four ducks. One, two, three, four. And now we could count four shapes. One, two, three, four.
Wow.
That's real counting to match the picture of the four ducks. So the picture of is semi-concrete.
Yeah.
And then the abstract will be the letters, or the words or the numbers. Now your 2 and 3 year old is not learning their numbers and letters,
yes.
but they are incidentally reading.
Yes.
And so eventually they will connect the number four with the four ducks and the word four with the four ducks and the word four with the
wow.
number four.
So you're actually traversing all, I suppose, levels at which a human being can learn, as you say, concrete, semi-concrete, and so forth.
Absolutely,
yeah?
Because the human brain is remarkable.
Yeah.
It can learn in so many different ways at once and pull it together, as long as we have a physical anchor of a physical learning
Indeed.
Experience.
Indeed.
Right. Then, in addition, this game is about fine motor coordination. So when we play with the little shapes, putting them into the holes, that's fine motor with the hands and the eyes.
Yes.
And we're practicing with the finger grip that we will use when we play with crayons and pens and pencils.
Yeah.
Then when we stack these cubes, this is gross motor. I'm using my whole arm,
yeah.
my whole hand, and my shoulder girdle to prepare this body to read and write and sit at a desk and play on the jungle gym and all sorts of things. You see, learning is that simple and that complex.
But what I find revolutionary about this is that the thinking amongst you people, I would imagine the pedagogics.
The educators.
educators is that you've now integrated all aspects of a child's experience of the world. And I love the fact that you're talking about not just getting information, but the meaning of information in a very subjective way for the child.
That's right.
I think this is crazy.
It's crazy that the normal parent in the street does not know this.
Yeah.
But that's why I guess, you know, I run workshops around
sure.
this.
Sure.
So that we actually get to understand the power of play.
Just give
the
me
magic.
The name of the toy set
right.
that you've been talking about again.
So it's called Pyramid of Play
yep.
from a range called Hape. And you can find this in Toy Kingdom stores. And just to say that this is normally 399 Rand. And I think you can see the value of
yep,
that here.
Yep, yep.
But for the next 2 days, it's going for $2.99 because they've got a 25% discount on
where
range.
Exactly is that?
Toy Kingdom stores. There
right.
are 18 around the country.
Excellent. Nikki Bush, thank you very much for such an enlightening story. And I suppose a lot of parents would need to see what I have seen. Where would you recommend they go and see this?
On my blog,
okay.
nikkibush.com. Right now on my homepage, the very latest blog that's gone up, everything we've discussed is all listed there. At NikkiBush.com.
Nikki Bush is our creative parenting expert, and I really, really recommend that you go and check this out. Very, very powerful. Children finding meaning and education in play. I think it is really, really wonderful work that they're doing there.